Welcome to the August 4th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In a contributed article, Richard Graham, chairman and co-founder of True Technologies, examined how poor execution at the point of care drives most trial delays and what poor execution costs. Tufts estimates delayed market entry at approximately $500,000 per day in unrealized sales, with Phase 3 trials costing nearly $56,000 per day in direct conduct costs, multiplied across sites and phases, capture and documentation inconsistencies become material trial risks that AI discovery tools cannot fix. In another new contributed article, C.K. Wang, Chief Medical Officer at Verana Health, described why real-world oncology data requires a hybrid curation approach pairing clinical expertise with technology. Complex oncology concepts like lines of therapy and treatment exposure remain implicit rather than explicit in electronic health records, requiring both advanced algorithms and clinical expert validation to ensure data plausibility and research readiness. And finally for today, in an article from our sister publication, PharmExec, Christian Schmidt examined how escalating data point volumes are overwhelming traditional data management. Phase 3 trials now generate an average of 5.9 million data points per protocol, up 11% annually since 2020, while most sponsors still manage data manually, with periodic reviews weeks after collection, delaying detection of protocol deviations and adverse events. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.